morals. Now, where do they come from? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book on the culture wars called Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, that is a great question, Ken. Why do we believe in right and wrong and good and bad in the first place?
Well, I had the opportunity, Mark, recently to interact with a public school teacher, and we debated the creation-evolution issue. You know, at one stage, I asked the teacher whether he taught his students any morals, that some things were right and some wrong. He said he did. I then asked him where he got these morals. Well, he smiled and said, well, I have to be honest and say that they come from the Judeo-Christian ethic and the Bible that our society is based on. This teacher then told me that because of evolution, it was obvious the Bible wasn't true anyway. I then asked him if he taught his children these same morals. He said he shared them with his daughter. Well, I then asked him, what will he do when his daughter one day tells him that she agrees with him that the Bible can't be trusted, so she's going to make up her own morals and reject his? He looked at me and changed the subject. The bottom line is, if the Bible's not true, there's no basis for absolute right and wrong.
Many people won't believe in the gospel message because they think the Bible can't be trusted. Usually, their skepticism starts with the book of Genesis. Read Ken Ham's new free booklet called From Creation to Bethlehem. Discover the connection between Genesis and why Christ came to earth. It's found on our popular website, AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.